Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. And I just thank God that I'm with you. It's 10:08 a.m. according to my Picardo Jewelers watch, which always tells the right time. This beautiful Thursday, November 20th, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality Group, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Ralph DeMario, Old Forge, Frederick Krutz, Hazleton, and Larry Meyer, Scranton. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order after a brief news adjournment, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And because we're committed to common sense, this is your sanctuary of sanity in a world where Democrat politicians are telling our military and intelligence services to disobey the President of the United States. In a world where the AARP makes health insurance unaffordable because they got $9 billion from just one company, United Health, pushing their policies. And that's what they do. We've had him on a bunch of times before. He's always spot on. He's always in the middle of the fight. Phil Kirpin, the head of American Commitment, he says Democrat leaders like Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries have shut down the government until taxpayers fork over another $40 billion a year to massive health insurance companies. AARP gets a multi-billion dollar kickbacks to promote all of this. Crazy stuff. And here he is, our man Phil Kirpin. Phil, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
Great. It's good to have you back. This is, and they've got a lot of these gigs going, AARP. But this one is the worst.
It's insane. Yeah, it's nuts. For anyone who doesn't know the history of this, AARP has been a huge insurance sales entity for a long time, going back to the 1990s. In fact,
disguised as a senior citizens support
group. They actually kind of like officially said it doesn't even stand for American Association of Retired Persons anymore. It just stands for nothing. It's just AARP, which I think is sort of like a kind of tells you everything in a way. But, you know, they originally did a deal with Prudential Health Insurance back in the 90s, and it was a huge lucrative deal, for its time. And I remember New York Times said, oh, my God, they're going to be corrupted and they're going to represent the interests of the insurance industry. And I think now looking back, it was the first time the New York Times was ever right about anything. It turned out pretty much exactly the way they said it would. And they switched from Prudential to United Health. And by then, this is the late 90s, by then, their business was so lucrative that Prudential actually said, okay, we're not going to be in the health insurance business anymore if we lost AARP. That's what a big deal it was when they switched to United. And they were making something on the order of $700 or $800 million a year from their deal with AARP, because they skim. First it was 4%, then it was 5%. Now it is 5.95%, basically 6%. They skim off the premiums every month if you're in an AARP-branded United Health plan, which is a lot of the Medicare plans. So they just right off the top, they take 6%. Now, if you're taking 6% off the top, you want prices to be higher because you make more money. And so they're not negotiating for lower prices. In fact, those premiums have gone up a lot because the more their members pay, the more money they make. And last year they did something very curious that we discovered buried deep in the notes of their financial statement. They restructured this deal. So instead of just getting, their 6% VIG every year, which was $700 or $800 million, they restructured it to include a one-time payment last year in advance against those future royalties of $9.062 billion. So $9.062 billion one-time payment. I don't even know what a nonprofit group does with a $9 billion payment. I assume you have to get like a whole team of investment bankers to design something that throws off some ungodly amount of income. It's really insane. You're a big nonprofit group if you have $9 million. This is 1,000 times that. I mean, this is so it's hard to even express how much money this is. And now they're they were already the $800 million gorilla. Now they're the $9 billion gorilla. And one of the reasons we've lost so many health policy debates going back to Obamacare and everything since is AARP is aligned with the insurance industry and the Democrats, and they have, basically unlimited resources to bring to bear for advocacy purposes. And so it's a huge problem. And we definitely saw it on display during the shutdown where they were saying, no, you have to give in to the Democrats' demand. We need to do these Obamacare subsidies, which, by the way, the second largest recipient of Obamacare subsidies is United Health. Only Centene gets more. And so it's very, very corrupt. The good news is eventually enough Democrats caved. The government opened. We have not extended the supersized Obamacare subsidies. But, we'll see how it shakes out over the next few months. But I feel like unless we can discredit AARP, we're going to keep losing all these healthcare debates because they've got this great brand and they've got essentially unlimited money.
Phil Kirpin's our guest. He is the head of American Commitment, which fights essentially for America and American citizens on every front. And we've heard from you on a bunch of these. I've been hearing about AARP, and there are alternative groups too, by the way, who don't advocate left-wing policies, and they don't and are not owned by insurance companies. But AARP, they're ubiquitous. They're everywhere, but they personify and objectify the Washington swamp, don't they?
Oh, they're the, if you go to a baseball game at Nationals Park, there are about a million AARP signs all over the thing. They got patches on the players' shoulders, and you're like, what does that have to do with being a, but to your point, yes. I mean, they're like, they're like the ultimate, D.C. swamp entity.
Now, are they headquartered right in D.C., or are they in the Beltway? Where are they?
Well, I don't know exactly where their headquarters are, but they've got a lot of people here.
My word. I mean, you're right. Here I am. If AARP's taken $9 billion for themselves, then they're skinning the American people and everybody who's a member.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. So when you get, let's say you're in a Medicare Supplemental Plan, AARP, United Health Medicare Supplemental Plan. I think those are up 26%, 27%.
I'm looking at an ad on my monitor, Fox News, for United Healthcare, AARP.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, here's the thing. They get 6% off the top of that. Yeah. They get 6% off the top of your premium every single month forever. And, you know, how many people know that? And by the way, the other thing they've got going, which is an unbelievable scam, is they've got an exclusive deal with United Health. But a lot of people who don't know any better go to shop for a Medicare plan. And instead of going to Medicare.gov, they go to AARP's website. And then what do you know? They only see plans from one company.
Yeah. It's anti-competitive. It is actually that's not what a nonprofit should do. They're a major corporation masking themselves as an advocacy group and a nonprofit. Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, some of this has been litigated. I mean, they've got good enough lawyers for this arrangement to somehow be allowed. And you can be a not quote unquote nonprofit and take in $9 billion from the biggest health corporation in America, and that's fine, I guess.
So AARP, and we've been hearing about this. They've been pushing left-wing policies of all sorts. We now know that they're pushing their own book, which is United Healthcare. And what are there alternatives? I know there are other groups.
Yeah, there are a couple that I really like. The one that's probably the most kind of direct competitor to what AARP does is a group called AMAC that has, that has different insurance deals and discounts and stuff like that, but definitely from a conservative perspective. By the way, AARP supports almost exclusively Democrats. The last time we did an analysis around the Inflation Reduction Act, I think they did, they did 80-something candidates that they gave the full loving treatment to. They don't say vote for, but they say so-and-so is a hero of Social Security and a hero for seniors and all this kind of stuff. They did 80-some candidates that got that treatment. One was a Republican, and it was a senator from Idaho who barely had an opponent. And basically, about as partisan as you can get and still keep your tax status. AMAC is probably the most direct competitor in terms of having like the membership amenities and all that kind of stuff. But the other group that I really like is called 60 Plus Association, which is much more of an advocacy group for seniors that I've worked with for many years. Jim Martin and Pat Boone's group, and Saul Anuzis has taken over now as Jim finally retired. So those are just a couple that come to mind, but there are definitely a lot of other ways for people to get involved. And if you're looking for representation for your interests as a senior, look just about anywhere else besides
the AARP. Well, Phil, thank you for bringing this to light. I knew about the scam. I did not know about the depth and breadth of it. So it's good that we're told our clients that AARP is nothing but an insurance salesman.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly 31 times more money from United Health last year than they got from membership dues. So you tell me who they represent.
Oh, my God. Phil Kerp, an American Commitment, thank you so much. You could look Phil up, AmericanCommitment.org. Am I correct?
Yeah, that'll work. And I'm also on X. It's my last name, Kerpen, K-E-R-P-E-N.
All right. Thank you, Phil. We'll look forward to talking to you again. Exposing AARP for the disgrace that it is, for what it has morphed into. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We're going to hear from our great sponsors, a little history, a little music, and then you, 570-883-0098, to text or to call.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
'85, the first version of Microsoft Windows operating system, Windows 1.0, is officially released. And November 20th, 1965, Murph tells us, Decca Records released the Who's hit My Generation in the United States this date that year. Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous program. Somebody texts in, that would explain why AARP membership age went from 65 to 50. Yeah. Bob, kindly repeat the website for the man you just had on. It's AmericanCommitment.org. AmericanCommitment.org. It's a great organization. You don't have to join. You don't have to give the money. You just check them out. Chaz from Greenfield texts in, Bob, AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, is an excellent conservative alternative to the left-wing AARP. AMAC is located in Bohemia, New York. I've heard all good things about them. By the way, Ginny C. says, AARP is in bed with the Hartford Insurance Company as well. I fought Hartford about my serious injuries. I proved my case. The judge ruled for me. They wanted more depositions, which I couldn't afford, so I got nothing. Well, hang in there, Ginny. Bob, could you give the name of the other company besides AARP? The most prominent among, and Phil mentioned a couple, is AMAC. A-M-A-C. You'll find them. That's the one I'm joining, I think. AMAC. I've heard a lot of nothing but good about them. And if Phil gives his stamp of approval that they're good, he gets nothing for it. That means they're good and they're actually doing the right things. And they got all the discounts and everything that AARP has. So the Bulldog comes in. I'm trying to get ready for the show. And the Bulldog comes in and he says, oh, there was one of those booms up in the Mid-Valley again. And he's telling me all about it, but I'm trying to prepare for the, you know, the last couple of minutes for the show, so I didn't pay much attention. So let's see if the Bulldog is, well, he may be going insane. We don't know, but here he is. Bulldog, tell us what happened, and at least from your perspective. You live in Jessup.
Yes.
And what happened?
And there, every once in a while, there's these booms, explosion, where nobody's taking credit for them, and nobody's saying, "Hey, it was, you know, this happened or that happened." And they happen at random times, like, you know, sometimes during the day, but a lot of times at night, like 10 o'clock at night, midnight. Last night, I happened to hear one. It was around 8:30 ish. And people throughout the Mid-Valley heard it in Archbald, Einan, Blakely.
All your reporting centers. In other words, you've got a a network on the booms, do you?
No. And then earlier, people heard it in the Scranton area, like parts of West Side, North Scranton, and even like Dixon City.
Well, Cutie and I were cozily inside Jack's Draft House, enjoying ourselves immensely with the Paluchis and Natalie Gress. So I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there was some kind of boom.
Yes. And sometimes they're accompanied by a flash. Like last night, some people saw a flash. Now, I was inside. I was watching TV, like getting ready for bed. And I didn't see the outside of the flash, but I heard something. And first I thought it was, the neighbor getting out of a car, slamming a door. But then a little bit later on, when they actually did come home, when I found out, because I texted the neighbor, I said, "Hey, did you hear that?" And they said they just got home. The door slamming sounds different.
So you're convinced this. What did your cat do?
The cat, she was...
No reaction?
No, she was sitting on my lap. She may have gotten up and looked at that time, but it was just like, to look around.
Now, this has been going on for how long?
For years.
My truck salesman says they're blasting at the Wegmans location. Now, I don't know why they'd be blasting at 8:30 at night.
Yeah, or at 2 in the morning. it's...
Well, you blow things up when you can.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, so are you going to get to the bottom of this? I know I'm not.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to, find out or if, somebody...
Because as of right now, you're nothing but you're not an active participant in finding out what this scam is, or this scheme is all about. You're just sort of listening to the booms and reporting them to people.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have plans to be more active in the future?
I brought it up at a council after a council meeting.
And after a council meeting?
Yeah, after a council meeting.
With who? A council member? Council member?
Yeah, with a couple.
Their response?
And some of them, they have heard it too.
Now, somebody's texting, these booms have happened in Hanover. Same stuff.
Yeah, it's like throughout the valley from Forest City, Carbondale, down through the Lackawanna Valley, and even into Luzerne County.
But you have no reporting stations down there?
No.
Okay.
No. But a couple places, when they have done something, they said, "Hey, we're doing work. You might hear an explosion," but that doesn't happen, especially when...
Nobody's notifying you in advance, nor saying, "Yeah, that was us."
Yeah, right. I haven't seen any notifications.
But somebody texted Bob, "We need a new weekly segment, Bulldog's Boom Report." I think we just got it. Here's the thing, Bulldog. Unless you go further with this and find something out, I don't want to hear about the booms from you again.
Uh-oh.
All right? Other listeners, but I mean, if you're just going to passively listen to these booms and talk to people after a council meeting, well, then, we're not interested if you're not going to be aggressive. All right?
Okay.
All right. Those are the ground rules. The Bulldogs Boom Report, week one. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by a true patriot, John Basiliga, and his great Basiliga Hospitality Group. As of the moment, and there's more to come, consists of the Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Great food, great bar, great atmospheres. And I say atmospheres. Two different takes. The Scranton Art House. The place to watch a first-run movie. Downtown Scranton, Lackawanna Avenue. Far Street Tavern, the Trips Park section of West Scranton, the reimagined neighborhood bar. The Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Place to watch the game, to hang out, have lunch, have dinner, have a few cocktails. You'll love it. Fine dining, yeah, we got that. Aterra 519, downtown Scranton. One of the most beautiful restaurants you will see anywhere. And then in a totally different era, go to the Stegmaier Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. I cannot get enough of it. Absolutely fabulous. And tonight, Thursday night, no cover, Sergei's, the nightclub. It'll be hopping all weekend long. And it's even okay for coots like me. Okay, great. Frederick Krutz. He was 89 when we lost him November 9th. He was from Hazleton. Born in Oneida, PA. He was a member of St. Pius of Petrokina Parish at Transfiguration Church. Had strong faith. Had former, active in supporting the former Saints Perrette and Paul Roman Catholic Church and Men of the Sacred Heart. He was president multiple times of the Holy Name Society. Organized and ran bingos. Lifelong member of the great Knights of Columbus. Fred graduated from Shepton High School in 1954. He then immediately enlisted in the U.S. Air Force, attaining the rank of Airman First Class. He was a member of the Honor Guard for Queen Elizabeth when she visited the U.S. in 1957. Prior to retiring, he worked for PPNL as a lineman and last as a lineman leader. He raised a very large family. He was one of 15 children, and family was everything to him. In his role as grandfather, he was called Papap, and he did his best to spend time and inspire his grandchildren to work hard and be good people. He was predeceased by a number of his 15 siblings. He also suffered the loss of his loving wife, Mary, in 2001 and his son Mark in 2019. He's survived by sons, daughters, sisters, and many other family members. He played and coached baseball in the area. Avid hunter. Loved to meet with people and share stories. He could often be found with his friends from PPL as they met for breakfast after they all had retired. They refer to this group as the Romeos, retired old men eating out. Frederick Krutz, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny, 47, 38 outside the studios. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 35. Friday, cloudy with showers, likely late in the day, 50 degrees. Saturday, chance of morning showers, then partly sunny, 48. You get to the marketplace of Steamtown, temperature will be perfect. 48 degrees Saturday. Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, 48. Santa Parade, downtown Scranton. So, I'm given the paper. Brian Hughes gives me the newspaper this morning. They have an article. Jim Lockwood of Scranton Times wrote it. County OK's use of clips for a documentary about the trouble with Cali. Now, that's a movie. When I was there, we had an arts and culture fee. And we helped to fund that movie. And it was a bomb. It was actually, considering Paul Sorvino, we have Academy Award nominated actor. And in all sorts of movies, he worked with the biggest of the big, from Scorsese, you name it. But the movie was terrible. Now, the reason we funded it, Lackawanna County, not only did we create the Arts and Culture Fee to fund arts and culture in Northeast Pennsylvania and Lackawanna County, but we funded it because we wanted to prove that a movie set in New York City could be made here, where it's much cheaper and all that. And it was part of an effort, just a small part of an effort, to establish a movie studio in Northeast Pennsylvania. And Governor Ed Rendell, Paul Sorvino, and I met with him. He put $10 million into his the capital budget for this Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We had identified a property, the old Benton Corning plant in Benton Township, Lackawanna County, to turn into a movie studio. The building was absolutely perfect. It was going to be a fiber optic plant, and they stopped working on it when fiber optic collapsed. By the way, just as these data centers are going to do in coming years. But that aside, we had a real opportunity to make Northeast Pennsylvania, Lackawanna County, the headquarters for major movie and television production in the United States. The idiots who followed us as county commissioners scrapped it. They didn't have the vision. They didn't have the ability. And they screwed it up and let it go. But there's a documentary by a guy named John Mikulak, who is... he's just a great documentarian. He did The Polka King, which led to a documentary about the local Polka King, and Jack Black then played it in the movie that was made from the documentary. And he just thinks that this movie, which is so campy and ridiculous, could be a counter hit, maybe you'd call it. But it could be a cult hit, because it's so bad, and bring attention to, and to me, Lackawanna County could be, a much cheaper alternative, much better alternative than any place else to make movies, to make TV shows, all that kind of thing. But the county commissioners, the new majority, I might add, they said the clips from the documentary can be used as part of the documentary. So that was good. a good thing. By the way, another Lackawanna County news note. If you remember, I was telling you that executive director in Luzerne County, Crocamo, said that, you know, they want more security at Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Airport. And Bill Gaughan, who's a lunatic, left-wing lunatic, completely, obviously hates cops, he refused. He refused to have more security at the airport. Well, now that he's just a minority and they can ignore him, they just passed it at the airport that they're going to have more security. My gosh. I mean, just think about it. How stupid that was of Gaughan. I mean, he was just awful on every front. And again, that's what happened. When you're a left-wing lunatic and you're running around spitting and screaming at No Kings protests when you're running the county by yourself, without legal authority, by the way, filing lawsuits and God knows what else. Well, I do know what else, but separate issue. You're divorced from fact, truth, and reality, so you almost invariably suck at your job. And he does. And now that he's replaced them, we can get additional law enforcement. It's really incredible. You had to move this clown aside, period, to do anything. He's the guy who also, along with Mayor Many Names, gave us Biden Street and the Biden Expressway, which is a stain on this area, a horrible stain, I might add. So that's the deal. All right, let's take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We'll be back. Three Dog Night, moving up the charts with their hit Old Fashioned Love Song. Had to wait for that. Dick Cheney, funeral today. They are assembled at Washington National Cathedral. I told you, I actually did a post on Facebook. I had the pleasure of meeting him and being in his company several times. A very intelligent guy. He got off track and, in my view, made mistakes regarding the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan and all that kind of thing. But he did what he thought was right. He did what he thought needed to be done. And I'm not giving him a pass for going, saying he was going to support Kamala. But he was defending his daughter, who was a complete goofball. And her Trump derangement syndrome literally drove her out of politics. Thank God it did. If you've got that kind of mental illness, either be a Democrat or just get out. But that funeral taking place, and among the luminaries there, Al Gore, and I saw him in a brief view I had, talking to Dan Quayle and Al Gore, who were seated next to each other. W. Bush. And then the Bidens were there. Joe's just, I mean, he's not even a sentient human being at this point. But no Trump. And I said I really like that he's the skunk at the garden party. And many of those people, Mike Pence was there too, many of those people I like, but they didn't do that great of a job. And they are part of the Washington establishment, the swamp. And that's one thing Trump will never be. He'll never be accepted as such. And I love that about him. By the way, a lot of you texting in about the Bulldogs boom report. Somebody saying they've been happening in the back mountain. Somebody reiterating, a second person saying, I'm all for the Bulldogs boom report. I, too, hear them in Hanover a lot. And then somebody else says, the explosion that I texted you about was from the South Scranton area. It shook the house. Fascinating. So, Bulldog, maybe there's something to this. We'll see. I don't know if we're going to get crazy with Bulldog Boone reporting, because then he gets carried away and he becomes a nightmare for me to deal with behind the scenes, which he already is, by the way. He's already an extremely difficult person to deal with. But in any event, Mr. Paul texts in, the airport situation was not just about more security. It's about having actual police officers there. Gaughan, the lunatic, said, what's the big deal? The local police could be there in 10 minutes. So could the sheriffs. I mean, comatose. I remember when I hired George Beber to be head of security at the airport. I said, George, I'm not doing this because I'm your buddy, and I am. I'm doing this because I know you will understand how life and death serious this job can be if you don't do it right. And he did, and he did great credit for a decade or more at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport. I mean, how stupid could you be? How disrespectful of law enforcement presence, and how divorced from reality could you be? So now we're gone, just thrown to the sidelines. Thank God they're going to ramp up security at the airport. Thank you. A bunch of texts. I want to get to a couple of them before Joe from Trip Spark said, remember when data was stored on a floppy disk, or when 100 photos took all the memory space in our phones? What would happen to the data centers when we find a way to store the same data in 1/10 of the space? Which we will. They will all be rendered useless. Or certainly most of them will be. That's what I'm saying. We may not be in the storage area. We may not be in the technological boom that we've seen in other areas, but I think we probably are. History would tell us we probably are. And that these data centers that are going to eat up all this energy, that are going to eat up all this electricity and water, are not worth it. And I, for the life of me, can't figure out, other than the construction jobs, which are important, and other than the 30 jobs or so that 1 million square feet of these buildings would require, that's all, 30. What's the value? Is our high-tech companies going to come and be near us? No, because there's no need to. We're going to see. Somebody else on a different, remember Steve Corbett's interview with Paul Sorvino? Yeah, when Paul hung up on him. Well, you know, I love Steve Corbett, but he could be an idiot sometimes. You know, I do remember that, though. Mamdani and the Socialist Party changed the election narrative forever. In the near future, everyone running for political office will have to promise everything for free in order to win. Only problem, who will pay for the free things? Guess who, Bob? You and all your listeners and hardworking Americans. So it's not free. What they do is insane. Somebody texts him, Bob, please don't paint all Dems as lunatics. I don't. I try very hard to differentiate. But the listener says, I'm a local politician, and I would have voted for that security request at the airport. Anymore, it's hard enough to pay for police, so why not take advantage of a 75% salary paid for outside the general budget? Well, listen, who do you support? You're saying you're not a left-winger, but did you support Kamala Harris? Did you support Josh Shapiro? Did you support John Fetterman? Did you support Bob Casey and Matt Cartwright? Who you support is as dangerous as what you promote in terms of policies. Please remember that. Hey, Bob, Bugzar here. I'm not from Scranton, but every time you see Gone on the news, if you put a scarf and checkered shirt, you'd have a Howdy Doody remake. Just saying. Oh, that, and I hit the dial tone. Yeah, the dial. There's no dial tone part to that Three Dog Night song. All right, I'm way over. It is time for the news. Weekend Warrior coming up. Bob Kadaro, WILK. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.